There is no doubt that religion has always been an important component of humanity. From our creation, we have yearned to find and worship whoever may have created us. It is our distinct nature to believe in the possibility of a higher power. For some, religion is such a critical part of their lives that they would be willing to leave everything behind and relocate to a place in which they could follow their religion freely. In fact, many modern countries have vowed to be secular to guarantee equal treatment under the law and promote religious freedom. However, this was not always the case. The original inhabitants of the 13 original colonies were primarily escaping religious oppression. Given that they were willing to face the unknown head-on for the sake of religion, colonists and pioneers revered the sacred role that religion played in their lives. Here at Harold Warp's Pioneer Village, a variety of Christian religious artifacts and antiques exist that tell the story of Christianity in Nebraska and the West during the late 1800s. In the main area of Pioneer Village stands St. Paul's Lutheran Church of Minden, Nebraska. This church was originally built in 1884 by the settlers of Kearney County. In 1950, Harold Warp decided that he wanted to preserve this old church building when the congregation decided to build a new one. Therefore, he purchased and moved the church to the heart of Pioneer Village. Like many modern-day churches, this building was the center of life for many people. People attended St. Paul's to practice their religion, to keep in touch with the community, and to attend school. Something that Harold Warp writes about in his book, History of Man's Progress, is an interesting yet notable artifact that can still be observed today. Upon entering the church, one can observe a plaque that states, "Quiet, please. If you must whisper, please whisper a prayer, for this is still a house of worship." This simple pleading highlights the importance of worship to those settlers who built the church. Even the slightest whisper was not encouraged unless it was a whisper of prayer. I'm sure that most who attended church today would agree that the reverence around religion has become much more relaxed. When visiting the church, one can observe the preservation of this intricate and important building, as well as appreciate the role that religion played in the lives of the pioneers. In fact, church services are still held at the church on summer Sundays so visitors can take part in the full experience of attending St. Paul's Lutheran Church. During these services, one can hear the tones of the beautiful Schnitzler pipe organ that was transported to the United States in the mid-1800s. This organ moved all around the United States until eventually finding its permanent home at Pioneer Village Church when Harold Warp purchased it in 1956. In Sister Clara's letters to Harold Warp, she details the purchase of an altar cloth in 1962 that is now placed upon the altar in the church. In addition to the main church building, Pioneer Village also features several artifacts that give homage to the Christian roots of the early Nebraskan settlers. Such items include antique prayer books, christening costumes, a baptismal font, and a church bell rumored to include 300 silver dollars melted in with the copper. You can even go right up to the bell and flick it with your finger to hear its beautiful sound. It is quite common to hear the tolling of this bell when walking around Pioneer Village, as many individuals love to ring it themselves. The museum also features two steeples from both the 1887 Methodist Church of Norman, Nebraska, and the 1890 Axtell Presbyterian Church, which both contain bells of their own. Plan your trip to Pioneer Village today to see the many artifacts discussed, to enter St. Paul's Lutheran building itself, and to toll one of the famous silver bells that are preserved here for yourself.